This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Democrats target Trump.
He is clearly in over his head.
The president and the mail.
We want to make our post office strong. We want to be proud of it.
Rescued after 2 weeks in a forest.
He was like really gaunt and skinny. I'm like, this guy really needs help.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The unconventional Democratic National Convention is underway, and it opened with a former first lady condemning the current president and getting behind a former vice president.
We have to vote for Joe Biden in numbers that cannot be ignored, because right now, folks who know they cannot win fair and square at the ballot box are doing everything they can to stop us from voting.
Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
There were parts of last night's convention that sounded familiar.
We the people call the 48th Quadrennial Democratic National Convention to order.
But this was a very different type of gathering. This virtual convention may have lacked the energy, the cheers, and the chants, but the attacks aimed at President Trump were not virtual. They were real. And the most direct attacks came from former First Lady Michelle Obama.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can. And they will if we don't make a change in this election.
Those who opposed Joe Biden in the Democratic primaries lined up behind the former vice president, including Bernie Sanders.
We must come together, defeat Donald Trump, and elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Even some Republicans joined ranks, former Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Joe Biden is a man for our times, times that call for all of us to take off our partisan hats and put our nation first.
In this two-hour TV presentation, there were some glitches.
Good evening. I'm Congressman Jim Clyburn.
Jim Clyburn began speaking too soon. He had to do it again.
I'm Congressman Jim Clyburn.
But Democrats hope their message is getting across.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Refusing to yield to the Democrats on the first day of their convention, President Trump gave three speeches in the Midwest.
The only way we're going to lose this election as if the election is rigged.
He told a crowd in Mankato, Minnesota, if Joe Biden is elected,
we'll end up with one very boring socialist country that'll go to hell.
A top former official at the Department of Homeland Security accused the president of acting in ways that terrified him. Miles Taylor served as chief of staff to former Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
He didn't want us to tell him it was illegal anymore because he knew that there were, and these were his words, he knew that he had magical authorities.
Taylor appeared in that ad for the group Republican Voters Against Trump.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the political battle over the U.S. Postal Service.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy agreed to go before Congress next week. Democrats want to grill him about the removal of collection boxes and sorting machines around the country.
They're dismantling the post office before our eyes. And this is the way fascists do things.
Postal officials insist they have simply been making adjustments due to declining mail volumes.
I'm very scared of that mail system.
Jacqueline Coleman of Maryland is now trying to figure out what to do. She normally votes at the school around the corner, but has diabetes and in a pandemic wants to play it safe.
I'm hoping and praying that we will be able to vote by mail and our votes will be counted.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a new rule that would roll back health care protections for transgender people. A major university has had to reverse course after several clusters of COVID-19 outbreaks. CBS's David Begnaud says it's a lesson many other schools may take to heart.
The first week of classes at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill has had its problems. Cases there are spiking, and in-person classes will be canceled.
I can't even say disappointed or sad. I'm mostly angry.
Colin Smith is a junior at the university. He says he and other student activists have spent months lobbying against a full return to campus. And the administration, he believes, acted too late.
Some of your peers have been pretty reckless, too.
There's a way that we can hold each other accountable as students, but at the end of the day, this accountability system wouldn't have to be in place if the administration would have made the right decisions.
California, plagued by double-digit fires and triple-digit heat and occasional rolling blackouts to save energy.
We feel angry, actually, as to why this happens in a state like us, in a country like ours.
He lives in San Jose. Some 30 fires are burning statewide. The major one north of L.A. has scorched 30 square miles. In a New Mexico forest, a hiker in his 50s with a sore back was found after being stranded there for 2 weeks.
His lips were all chapped to the point they were bleeding, and his tongue was swollen, and he was, like, really gaunt and skinny. I'm like, this guy really needs help.
He's now in a hospital suffering from hypothermia. A new study finds black newborns are more likely to survive if they're treated by black doctors. The report indicates black babies are 3 times more likely than whites to die in the hospital when cared for by white physicians. 100 years ago today, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, giving women the right to vote. A milestone moment for Carrie Chapman Catt, a leader of the suffrage movement.
It took George Washington 6 years to rectify men's grievances by war, but it took 72 years to establish women's rights by law.
Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
It's just as plain as my old hat.
A song from those days says it all.
That if the women want the vote, they'll get no help from me.
So the women did it alone.
Hurrah for equal rights, hurrah.
Marching, organizing, joining hands across social and racial divides. Soul singer Etta James has celebrated the 19th Amendment. So has country singer Dolly Parton.
We had to fight. They said we couldn't vote.
Getting the vote in 1920, just the beginning of a struggle for full gender equality that continues in 2020. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
After weeks of behind-the-scenes turmoil, 3 senior producers, all men, at the Ellen DeGeneres Show have been ousted. There has been an internal investigation after staffers alleged mistreatment and sexual misconduct. The way one woman at the National Zoo puts it, we need this. We totally need this joy. And it could come in just a matter of days.
Zookeepers at Washington's National Zoo say their giant panda matriarch, Mei Zhang, is pregnant and could give birth this week. It's a welcome bit of good news amid the pandemic that kept the zoo shuttered for months. The announcement of the pregnancy is already touching off a fresh round of panda mania. Viewership on the zoo's panda cam has increased 800%. A spokeswoman for the zoo says, we totally need this joy. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Pizza Hut says it will close 300 of its 7,000 restaurants in the U.S. Most are dine-in spots that can't pull off carry-out or delivery. The pandemic has been good for sales of pizza overall. Domino's reported a 30% boost in quarterly profits and indicates it is hiring some 20,000 new workers. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app
or on Apple Podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.